the first time we've publicised it to this degree. It's the first time we're sending S&T officers and police officers round to the addresses to follow up in such an overt approach. To my knowledge, it's the first time this has been done publicly in respect of any other force. We've got statistics that show that it's a slight increase from the previous year. However, any increase is too much, especially in relation to knife crime, and that's what we're aware of. So much so that we're working with other partners to tackle that problem, because any increase is too much. Knife crime is a problem that we need to address, and we're working with the partners under Project Zao to tackle it. As packages come in through the borders, they are x-rayed, they're examined, and clearly if anything that looks like a knife's in there, that's intercepted. And at that point, that package will be opened. If it's a knife and it's illegal and travelling to anybody in Derbyshire, we'll be notified of it. We're working with education to educate people in schools and the reasons not to carry knives, working with the youth offending teams, probation, social services, the council, all working together with that one common aim of making Derbyshire a safer place.